Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live, our first broadcast of September. Really glad you're with us here today. And joining me, two people I absolutely love and respect and admire. Dr. Jill Hubbard's here. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much.
And Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay, and really glad people are tuned in. To me, you know, September, it's kind of like the new year. I mean, the real new year. Mm-hmm. Things really change.
This is when we should start back to school, right? Instead of mid-August.
It's when I used to start back. Of course, that was, you know, several centuries ago.
That dates us, I guess.
It does. But anyway, if you want to join us today, we're in the studio for 2 hours, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number. Love to have you here. I preached last on Sunday and Saturday at Northview. You can get that on our website at newlife.com. The title is Follow Me, and some people started following Jesus for the first time, and I just love that. That's pretty exciting.
Wow. That's what you hope for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then let me remind everybody this. September is National Recovery Month, so all month long, we're going to be focusing on life recovery. Dave and I, you've heard it before, the Life Recovery Bible. It literally is the best-selling adult study Bible out there. And we've sold 3 million copies. It's a Pew Bible for Salvation Army. Prison Fellowship gives it away. You can find out about how to start a group at liferecoverygroups.com. There's an app. It's the Life Recovery app you can go to. It'll help you in your recovery process. But Dave, we 26 years ago.
26
we did
years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's been exciting to get to be involved in that. And so we should really talk about life recovery in the month of September, because anybody can start a life recovery group. All you got to do is get the Bible. The new Bible has how to do it. Yeah, and the new Bible, Misty wrote a lot of this stuff in the new Bible about how to do groups and facilitate groups. And then we're doing our 12 Steps to Happier conference is going to be October the 5th in Irvine. And if you want to learn how to start a group or just need to understand what 12-step recovery is all about, that's pretty exciting right there. And so 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number to call. We would love for you to call us, and we'll try to give you whatever help that we possibly can. You know, I really do think that September's a great month to evaluate, hey, how's this going? You know, a lot of times we wait for the new year, and then, you know, it just falls by the wayside, whatever resolution that we make. And, you know, if you're single and everybody you've dated, you've met in rehab, you know, maybe it's time to look at some different ways. And we love it that you
especially
went to rehab.
Especially if it's not working out.
Yeah. And so, you know, maybe today would be a great day to say, how are things going? If they're not going well, maybe a call to 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could get a counselor for the first time. Wouldn't that be great? Sometimes the only help anybody's ever gotten is they bought Hamburger Helper at the store. That's not what we're talking about. You've got to go beyond Hamburger Helper to get your life together. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. 1-800-229-3000. If you don't know about this ministry, you know, it's all about transformation. Going one way, and then you decide, I'm going to change some things. Before you know it, with a trajectory change, Everything is different. That's what we're here for. All right, you call us, 1-800-229-3000. We'll go to a break. We'll come right back. The break's only a minute, so don't go away. It's real short. We'll be back after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're going to go right to the telephones here, 1-800-229-3000, and let's talk with Dean South Riding, I believe it is, or So Riding, South Riding, Virginia, WAVA. We love that station. Dean, how you doing?
Well, thanks. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can. You speak right up, and we'll hear you even better.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've got a friend who's dealing with a child who was adopted, but most recently in the last year or two, whenever things don't go his way, especially in the mornings when they're getting ready for school, he throws a fit, and she cannot control him. He starts to throw things around, and it's very, very difficult to calm him down, sometimes near impossible. And she's right now at her wit's end as to what to do, and I was just trying to call in to see if you guys can provide any help or direction.
How okay. old is the child?
11.
Hmm. And when he was
9 months old.
Okay. All right. So is this the first thing that's ever come up like this between them that you're aware of? Or there have been other problems?
What? It's been a history, but this has been a history of him with some. It sounds like he's got some attachment issues, but most recently, these fits have been coming on, and they seem to be getting worse instead of better.
Okay. And is the father in the home or not?
No, unfortunately, there was a divorce about 5 years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that might.
Yeah, which definitely factors in.
That's the kind of thing, Dean, that really requires a counselor to help, because there's all kinds of things that happened to him the first 9 months of his life that she doesn't know anything about, because he had no words to describe what it was that happened to him.
And, well, and
there's a reaction to the adoption.
Well, also it's moving into separation anxiety time, isn't it, developmentally? So
that's right.
So that's a hard time.
And he's
abandoned. So here's the thing. There are things that you'd say maybe you don't need to get a child involved in counseling and stuff. But this is something at age 11 she'd really want to respond to and say, okay, let's find somebody that's really good. And I think, you know, you'll be able, we can help you find someone in your area. But if you don't and you just kind of let it go, then you really regret that when a symptom like this came about, you didn't jump right on it. This is one of those things. And, you know, you could say, well, you know, this child's, it's a cry for help. Maybe, I don't know. But what it is, it's a sign that something beyond the norm needs to be done. Like what I'm saying, like more holding time is great for an 11-year-old, but this is a bit beyond the home remedy stage.
Well, and at 11,
right? And I would,
Okay, he might be too big for mom, right? I don't know size wise, and starting to overpower
not yet,
her.
But he will be there soon.
He will be there soon.
He will be there soon.
Right.
Not yet.
Right.
And then you got school factors and friends factors.
But I would want to hit this from a lot of different angles, mm-hmm. because as we were talking, nothing is super simple. There isn't always just one answer or one factor that goes into things. And so I think mom needs a lot of support, mm-hmm. and it sounds like you are a caring friend. She needs male support, too, with a male child. So that this child has other men. If he doesn't have a dad, he needs other men in his life that tell him, hey, that's not the way we behave. That's not the way you talk to your mom. So that she is backed up, because a mom will get worn down having to deal with this over and over again. Mm-hmm. I think you have to get the school involved. Mm-hmm. I think you need his pediatrician involved. And then I think he needs to go to a therapist that does play therapy for these types of behaviors. And to see, you want to know if something neurological is going on, right? You want to look at his history. You look at the environmental factors. You look at all of those things to come up with a plan to help curb this behavior. Because once he gets a few years older, it's going to be a nightmare for her.
Mm. You were about to say something.
Sorry.
Just to kind of clue you guys in, there's been some therapy, play therapy in the past.
Okay.
And it's not like this has gone unchecked or even undealt with. The mom has been very good about trying to find help. But with everything that she's done, so she knows that he's been diagnosed with orthographic dyslexia, rapid recall memory disorder, and some other things that they found for him. The only problem is some of the things that they've been putting in place for him. In the moment, he loses absolute control, mm-hmm. and there's really no getting to him. You've got to let him just kind of calm down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's causing a problem for her in terms of getting to work and different things like that. And so because of everything she's tried to do, now she's really stuck to get to the place where she's at her wit's end. And that's why I'm trying to see if I can help by calling and getting information from her.
Okay. Because she has all those things and good. I'm glad she's getting the support. She's getting the proper diagnoses. And some of this is it does play itself out. And especially, you know, when it's interesting because it's when it's kind of in that crunch time when mom has a need, right? And then he's pushing against that. And so I think that may be where she needs to bring in support. Maybe somebody needs to come alongside her during that time. I mean, I know people that, you know, either the dad comes home during that time or a friend comes over to help, you know, move things along.
But, you know, also, I mean, these are the kind of situations that we've seen in the past where somebody does some things that maybe beyond counseling, where you're mm-hmm. really looking at a very, very strict diet where, everything goes away except one food, and then you add foods back in, trying to discover what is it that can work, what are things that set things off. You want to make everything better. So you want to look at diet, supplement, medication, sleep, and the influences of other kids. And boy, if I was working with this child, I would be looking at, is there anything that has happened, any kind of abuse outside of the home or within the home, that is causing this internal anger to be so out of control, so extreme? And I would never, ever assume that this is just because this is an adopted child who has attachment issues, because I think this is much more complex than just a simple kind of label or diagnosis. So encourage her to do more extreme things, rather than say, we tried so many things, nothing is working, I would go to the next step, and nutrition would sure be a place mm-hmm. where I'd be looking. Glad that you called. I'm going to send you a copy. Well, you know, this is the book that we're giving away to anybody that for a gift of any amount this month. It's Kirby McCook's book. It's Bible stories for kids exactly his age, 8 to 12. And it's a great way to get some truth and start some discussion and connection with any child. I'll send that to you, our gift to you. And then I'm also going to send you How We Love Our Kids. And that's all about attachment mm-hmm. and kids, and you can get either of those at newlife.com.
And Steve, can I just also add, you know it's so discouraging for parents like this, and I have worked with these kinds of parents, and you know, one of the things is to really be working with the professionals that are working with your child and to see, okay, what can you expect? What is the course of this? Because a lot of times it's so overwhelming for the child that, you know, it takes a long time and the progress is slow and incremental.
Very, very slow. Matt, State College, Pennsylvania, Sirius XM, how you doing? What's going on?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Doing okay. Thanks for calling, and how can we help you?
Long-time supporter. Appreciate you guys. Have a situation, fella that I hadn't seen in quite a few years, has been on my heart for the last several weeks. My wife knows his wife. Cut to the shortest version of this I can. He got involved in an affair out in the mission field. He's in his late 30s. This girl is about 20. He wants to end his marriage with his wife. She's got four children. I have contacted him and have set up a dinner date with him. I think it's an appointment, and I just want to get every resource I can to perhaps help him out of a disastrous decision, you know. So anything mm-hmm. you can give me, I would really appreciate.
Okay. I've noticed something about people that have problems in their marriage, that when they get a divorce and they get remarried, they have worse problems mm-hmm. in the next marriage. I've never seen anybody, especially when it's an affair, that helps them deal with marriage better. If I was having dinner with him, I would be saying to him, I'm going to tell you something that you absolutely aren't going to want to hear. But what is happening is if you move on this and continue, you're letting a passion, you're letting a feeling, you're letting emotion drag you into a situation you will regret literally for the rest of your life. All of the good feelings that you have will go away. And if you can be forgiven by your wife and she can lead your children to forgive you, you must break off this relationship and get back in the miserable marriage that you have that you say justifies all this. And if you do, I will be your hero for life. You'll never regret doing that. But if you stay on this path, you are going to wake up in a year or two or three, and you're going to be saying to yourself, I gave up my wife, the relationship with my kids, my ministry, my integrity, and I'm sitting here more miserable than ever before. That's the message you want to give him.
Right. And besides the fact that he's with a girl in her 20s, you said early 20s?
Yeah.
Okay. So her brain is not even fully developed yet, and therefore her decision-making ability is not at the adult level yet. And I'm not sure how long she'll be around.
I would say him that one day she will resent the fact that you took advantage of her being mm-hmm. 20, and for your wonderful, lovely, relieving feelings with her, you married her and you had power over her as a spiritual leader, and she's going to resent you for it and most likely will either divorce you or she'll make your life miserable because mm-hmm. you did it.
Either way, it's miserable. Mm-hmm. The thing I tell him, Matt, is that any affair is a fantasy world. It mm-hmm. has nothing to do with reality because there's no responsibility. You're anticipating being together. You're looking forward to it. It's all based on emotion and physical. And the big issue that he's going to face the rest of his for a long time is, how do I trust somebody that would have an affair with me? because if she'll do it to you, she'll do it. She'll do it right. with you. She'll do it to you. Mm-hmm. All too often, and that's just a case of what happens.
So she has an excuse.
Giving a dose of reality is a big part of what you want to try to do. Yeah. But he's in his fantasy bubble that no problem exists because mm-hmm. it's perfect situation. And
well, and here's the myth part of it too. You start to associate these really exciting feelings with the new person, but the feelings are really coming from you. Right? They've just been awakened. Yeah. And those feelings need to be redirected towards the wife. And let's look at what's getting in the way of him having those feelings with her.
Oh, it's right. so true. Yeah. And this guy has got to see himself. If he is a missionary, he is a minister. And that has a spiritual abuse element mm-hmm. to it.
Yep.
It's hard to define.
The power element.
But it gives him an attractive... she's attracted to him beyond his attraction level.
Right.
And it will go away and she will hate it that he didn't have the courage to turn around and go the other direction and that she is his captive victim in marriage.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that he called. I'm going to send him to give to his friend Every Man's Battle. Got to fight that. And then Every Man's Marriage to get back in here and make this thing work. And boy, Matt, I'm really glad that this friend has you. You can really help this guy. And, you know, it's so, so sad. A lot of ministers don't realize once they act on this this urge and then they follow through with it, they're not so attractive anymore once they're into
once they
the relationship.
Fall from grace, yeah.
All the respect goes away. It's really a tragedy. All right, Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry, let's talk about our need for people to support us so we can continue to do this for a long time.
Thanks, Steve. We're starting a new month, and it's kind of like the treadmill starts all over again.
Mm-hmm.
We had not a little less support than we needed in August. Not real serious, but still, it wasn't up to expectations. So I'm just going to ask folks if you can make an extra gift. And I'm going to ask folks, I'm kind of breaking a rule. The rule of fundraising is don't ask people for more than one thing because they won't decide, they won't do anything. But we need extra gifts, individual gifts from you. We also need Club New Life support. So I'm just counting on you folks to help me prove that the experts aren't right and that some of you will give us an extra gift. Others of you will make a gift towards Club New Life, our monthly giving program.
Great.
We still have those 8 books set, and it's a powerful 8 books. It's the ones that our radio hosts have written through the years.
Healing is a choice, changes that heal, boundaries,
every
secrets
man's battle,
women keep, every man's battle, all those great ones.
Yeah.
It's right there. Forgiving what you'll never forget.
So that plus the benefits of joining Club New Life. So please consider joining Club New Life. We need your help. And if here's a letter from a lady, and this is why we're asking you to support us. She said, I want to tell you why I chose New Life Ministries to send my giving to. I lost my 2 boys in car accidents at 2 different times, and my husband of 34 years to liver failure. I struggled with unanswered questions. I searched the Bible and I prayed, but I found there's no answer to my why. But that Jesus Christ died for us to end all our suffering and pain. He bore on our shoulders. And also, I heard you help others on the radio and books and other ways. And you come from the Bible. You come at it from the Bible. That's why.
True.
That's why I contribute to your ministry. I see you helping others who are so desperate. So, folks, that's why we do what we do. We get letters. We hear from people, and their lives are forever changed. And you're a part of that when you give. So if you could continue your giving, if you could give for the first time, if you could join Club New Life, we really need your help. So thank you, everybody who is giving.
Mm-hmm. All right, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And you know what? For a gift of any amount, you can be – this is the book that it's an everything answer. You can be a hero. You can look cool. And your kids will learn about the Bible. Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. It's really cool. It's funny. They'll love reading this, or you'll love reading it with them. Any child, grandchild, I mean, you'll love it. And they'll think, well, you're cool. So take a look at this great new book, Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles, for all those kids out there and for you. It's a great, great gift to give them. All right, let's go back to the phones. And how about we talk with Katie, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sirius XM is where she listens to us. Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
I have a question. My sister has been married for about 11 years, and she's actually in counseling with her husband to try to get him and her set that she can move on with other physical and emotional relationships. Well,
she's so she's married and now she's like dating?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so what's the question for us then?
Counselor's helping. My question is, from a sister standpoint, how am I supposed to respond to her or maintain a relationship with her? Because it's not something that she's like seeking help for to try to get out of the situation. She's like seeking help to get into the situation.
Yeah, okay. So knowing her as you do, Okay, I get it. Knowing her as you do, what is it that you would say that happened with her, maybe the difference between you and her? Was there something significant that happened to her growing up or later in life that really caused her to not care much about what's right and what's wrong?
My mother growing up is crazy. She would leave her months at a time and then come back and promise to be a great mom. So this is my oldest sister. There were 6 of us kids. And so my oldest sister ended up taking on more of like a motherly role than a sisterly role to us children. Mm-hmm. We were homeschooled, so she attempted to manage that. And so she had a lot of pressure on her. And then when my mom was there, she would just tear all of us apart. But my sister would kind of try to throw herself in front of us as try to get blame on her instead of the rest of us. And so she kind of had to suffer probably more than the rest of us did. And then when she was 16, I remember very vividly my mother accusing her of sleeping with my father.
Oh, boy.
Which, which it never happened, but that's a lot for a 16-year-old girl to hear from her mom.
It sure is.
So there's lots of things, just basic mommy issues that she's struggling with that she won't let go of. Like, she won't let go of it, and she won't move past it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're going to give you some help after this.
Maybe because of her, the rest of us could move past it.
All right, hold on. You're listening to New Life Live.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really, really glad you're listening with us today. And, you know, here's another situation. Another person, no value of the bonds of marriage, the vows in marriage, and really kind of playing out some things. Mm-hmm. Jill, what's the best chance Katie has of making a difference here?
Well, Katie, I think, you know, you sound like you are seeing the connection. I mean, first of all, that this is not an okay way to live. This is not marriage. But that your sister is reenacting what happened to her and what she was the buffer of. And she's become your mom. She's doing the same things that your mom did. And that's because of unresolved trauma in her life when she was at an age where she was too young to take on what she took on. And I don't know if she's connecting the dots, but I think you can help her. I think it's important to have empathy while at the same time being very direct with her and letting her know that you are seeing the connection and that, you know, what she went through and how she buffered the rest of you must have been so difficult for her. And so, you know, so hard to watch her mom doing that. And now it's like, you know, does she realize that she has morphed into mom? And it's, right? Like, I think however directly you can get her
like
to really see
their
that.
Mannerisms
yes.
Become very similar.
Yes, yes.
Now,
so she.
Here's the thing. Did you ever hear her say that she hated your mom or that she never wanted to be like your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's what happens. When I hate my mother and I never want to be like my mother, I have a standard, and the standard is mother. It's not excellence. It's not freedom. It's not godliness. Okay? So you know what? She probably is a little bit better than your mother, see? She could say to herself, look, I'm not like mom because of this or that. But when your standard is some other person, mm-hmm. you elevate yourself one degree better and you feel like you've hit it. But other people can see, oh my gosh, you are exactly like that person because that's all you've obsessed over. That's all you've thought about. So if you could help her see two things. One, you do that. There's still time for her to break free of repeating the same thing yeah. that mom did. Second thing, it is so easy for us to see that if we're hurt, we might medicate ourselves immediately, like with a drug or alcohol or something. It's hard for people to see you might have such tremendous hurt in childhood that you could spend years medicating the pain that's never, ever gone away. And I think that's what she's doing with all these
oh, yeah.
relationships. This isn't like somebody swept her off her feet. You know, she's just trying to find some relief from the pain. And what you want to do is say, I can help you. Like maybe you could bring her to one of our events and we could help you finance it or something. But try to give her something she could do other than just continue down the path that she's on that's just going to make her more and more miserable and prove that she's just like mom. She's going to hate herself when she wakes up and finds out she became yeah. just
well,
like
right.
mom.
And the research has already been done. Your mom already did the same thing, and it didn't really work for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, what's
right.
interesting is both her husband and your father must be similar kind of men to put up with this and to allow it
yes,
to continue.
They're very, like, passive men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So there's a repetition yeah. mm-hmm. going on.
So she even married someone like her dad to reinforce the pattern of being like mom.
But you got to focus on her yeah. and not on yeah. the husband.
So somehow you have to appeal to her that I really love you, I care about you, and I don't in any way want to shame you or make you feel bad, but I see something that you might not see. And I just mm-hmm. want to see if maybe I could take a risk and what I say might make a little bit of difference in what you're doing because I love you and I want to help you.
Well, there may be a reaction against what you say
right.
initially, but
yeah.
there's,
well,
there's a reality.
You might just be planting a
in.
Seed. Yes,
yeah.
You might just be planting a little bit of a seed there.
That sprouts.
And if that's the case, then that's great that you can plant
right.
the seed.
Right, and because you're also letting her know you see the little girl in her that had to be so big before mm. her time, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And recognizing that. And that's where the hurt
that's
is.
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I hope something that we've said there is important. I'm going to send you Every Woman's Battle. I hope that that is a blessing to you. We have so many great books, everybody. We'd love for you to use them, send them. You can get them from our resources at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Really glad that she called. Be something to somebody. Take a risk. Help make a difference. Say something that truly might make a difference. Let's go to Jenny, Nashville, Tennessee. She's calling from there. Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Well, and how are you?
Great. What's going on?
I really enjoy your guys' show. Well, what I have is a son who's 20. He'll be 21 in November. And he doesn't live with us, but he had ADD as a kid, and when he got to high school age, we didn't have insurance at the time for a brief time, so he went off of the ADD medicine, and he did okay in high school with all the structure, and now he's an adult living on his own, and hopped into a job, even called me today to tell me how he was tired of running around like a chicken with his head chopped off. He doesn't do his activities or daily living well. He changes jobs constantly, and he says it's everybody else. Everybody else is unhappy where he goes to work, and you know, he quit a job recently because he said he was lonely, and he'll quit a job because he's bored, and the question is, how do I get, and I tell him, you know, Jesse, you don't just get rid of ADD. If you had it as a child, you're always going to have it. And I say, you know, you need to be seen by a doctor and reevaluated, you know, as an adult, because I think your life, you could have a better quality of life if you might consider taking medication. And he argues and says, no, he's not going to do it. He doesn't want to do it. Because he did do a trial maybe a year and a half ago, and he had so many side effects that he just quit it. And he says he just can't do it. So, and he said, you know, he doesn't sleep well.
Okay.
How do I get this adult son?
So I'm wondering, would he work with an ADD coach? Someone he checked in with a few times a week to help him to kind of... You think what?
I mean, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. You have to pay for them, right? But it's to help. It's a voice outside of the parent that he, you know, that isn't shaming, but that helps him, can be, you know, part of his executive functioning. And to help him to slow down enough to focus on things, to say it out loud, and to have the reminder and accountability. Because it's literally like they sometimes need someone holding their hand through life.
It's like having a counselor without having a counselor.
I mean, yeah, it's like having... that's exactly right.
Like that. I mean, it truly is like that. I mean, I literally have taken him from job to job to job, you know, to put in applications. I have done a lot to try to get him just on a... schedule, you know, a functioning schedule.
To regulate
and
him.
And
it's hard. And
he doesn't do laundry.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything.
And he's a 21-year-old boy.
Successfully.
Which is also part of it.
Okay, so a lot of folks like myself that have attention deficit disorder, that when you go see somebody, they want to give you the most current medication, right? Well, those medications are long-acting. In other words, you take one pill, lasts for all day,
hours.
Right? Okay. Some people, like myself, if we take those, they don't wear off fast enough for us to be able to sleep. So some people have to go back and use the old-fashioned, small-dose, short half-life medication, not long-acting. And I would just say to him, you talk to somebody who has ADD who couldn't sleep on those medications you're talking about, but he did something and he tried the old-fashioned way, and it really worked better. Because if sleep is the problem, there's a way to still take medication but be able to sleep.
Well, and the med gets you through the work day, and then it kind of wears off in the evening, so you can kind of be free thinking and free acting.
So that's something to talk with him about. But I'll tell you this. If he could get an attention deficit disorder coach specialist, that's what guys like him, guys like me, we really need things like that in our lives. Could make all the difference in the
world.
They
work by telephone, so it's easy to find.
Mm-hmm. Telephone or Skype.
Right. Yep. So hold on. We'll see if maybe somehow we could help you with that. But you're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be in the studio for another hour after this one. Love to talk with you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you want to find out about this amazing conference coming up, Finding Freedom. It'll help you.
Said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
was truly blessed by this conference. What I liked was that it addressed so many issues.
Join us for the 12 Steps to Happier Conference at Mariners Church, Saturday, October 5th. This one-day conference will cover topics such as mental health in the church, the impact of trauma, disappointment, and pain, how isolation has become normal, relationships that hurt, and relationships that heal, deal breaker issues, and much, much more.
I love the style of the short lectures with the different speakers. It was very effective.
I love all the wisdom and information about the issues. Solid facts and substance is needed to combat the lies we deal with.
I wish I understood years ago what you were presenting today. Everyone needs to be here.
If you want to move from the pain and struggles of the past towards a healthy, happier future, the 12 Steps to Happier Conference is for you. Register by September 22nd for the early bird discount. For more information, give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or visit liferecoverygroups.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh, and I want to remind you of several ways you can catch New Life Live if you miss us here on the radio. All of our shows are archived online at newlife.com, so you can listen at your convenience, and you can see what questions were asked on each program. New Life Live is also available as a podcast and in the New Life Live app, so you can listen on the go. And you can stream us live every day at 10 a.m. Pacific time at newlife.com. And if you want the most up-to-date information on New Life, you can follow New Life Ministries with Steve Arterburn on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you'll get special offers, connection, and encouragement. Steve, back to you.
Thank you, Terry. Also, want to remind everybody that in 2020, we're going to take a Rhine River cruise together. We do a trip every year. You need to get on board with this early because the rooms are going. It's much smaller than the ship than we normally take because it's a river cruise. And you will love this experience. Mylon and Kay are going to go. I'll be there teaching. And I can't wait. We've been wanting to do this for a long time. It's going to be a very, very special trip. Our theme is Proclaiming God's Greatness from Psalm 145, and about 30 cabins left. So call us right now. Come join us for the New Life trip in 2020. I'm going to go to one more call. If you want to join us after this program, we'll do another one. 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number. But let's talk to Doug from Trenton, New Jersey. WFIL is the station. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, man. I was going to ask a question about a new marriage and culture of marriage. There was a blog on this, Danielle Sittel, S-I-T-T-E-L, on Google. In the picture of the hand over the glass, caption, "Police admit you dragged a 3940. Says there's instances when I struggle. It depends how strong you are to resist high school girls being targeted for marketing by the two older females in town. She calls the producers and needs to beeline it out of town. The producers kept this in mind. It's a predetermined life, so desperately wish to escape. After this fact, you're in a forced marriage with them. I recorded these guys saying, look, we're warning you now. Trump's going to be president. We're going to."
So I don't know what that was about, but I don't think that was, mm-hmm. We were the right program for old Doug there. And anyway, couldn't get to that soon enough. Okay, so here's the deal. We love when you call, and we always want to provide some kind of hope and help and a step that you can take. Some people, what you need is a book. And some people, what you need is a workshop. Sometimes it's a therapist, something like that. And if you have any kind of self-destructive stuff, or you have any desire to make life miserable for other people, man, are you ever listening to the right program? And the sooner you do something, the better. But also, you know, the sooner that you act in the best interest of another person, boy, that is making all the difference in the world. We have seen so many people that have been hurt, so many people that have been you've been abused, and we're here, no matter what you've been through, to help you recover, restore all that's there. Let's talk to Alex, Memphis, Tennessee, Sirius XM. I don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call. How you doing, Alex?
Doing okay.
How could we help?
I need some help on how to unstick my marriage. I started porn addiction at 14, spent the last 3 years leaking that out to my wife, hiding her. My wife
you.
Is.
You just now have made it aware? Your wife is just now aware of it? Is that what you're saying?
No, it was. God revealed it to her, but I fought coming completely clean and made everything so much worse.
Okay.
Betrayal trauma, PTSD-like symptoms, the bipolar that she had that was mild was triggered to being much worse.
Okay.
She is rightfully so angry.
Okay, so we don't have a lot of time, but what is the question for us then? How could we help you?
There's some practical steps I can do to move forward with her and begin to work through and stand stable beside her.
Okay, so have you gotten help for the porn addiction?
Yes. I've been with a sex addiction counselor for a year now.
Good.
Okay. Okay, and has she gotten any help from anybody? Okay.
No.
Well, if we have the Restore workshop for women to try to deal with this kind of, the betrayal, anger that takes place. That would be great for her. Have you asked her what it is that you're not doing that would make her feel better about your recovery?
I have begun to take some steps with that, but honestly,
what did she say?
The anger.
Mm-hmm. What does she say?
She wants me to communicate daily to what I've done that day for recovery, but also to report to her any struggles I've had that day.
Okay. Why don't you go to Every Man's Battle and tell her, you know what, I'm going to up my game. I'm going to go to this thing. And then that's going to take you to another level. Just say to her, it doesn't seem like you're satisfied. I'm going to go to this. I'm not going because I'm tempted to relapse, but I'm going because I want you to know. I want you back. I want us back. And I know it's not easy for you, but I am more trustworthy today than the day we got married. And so maybe that could be something that would kind of start to change things for her. What do you think?
I'd definitely be open. Right at this moment, trying to. And then maybe that's the answer. With the anger, I don't know what's trauma, what's PTSD, what's the untreated bipolar.
But see, what you've got to do is what, no matter what she is dealing with, it's your job to just do what you can do for you, and see what the response might be. That's the cool thing to do.
Well, and part of this, Alex, is you are having to endure now her going through this. Right?
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't be blaming it on the bipolar. Most women, this is pretty traumatic to feel like their marriage was a lie. They discovered something that just cuts them to the quick. So a lot of women get very extreme when they're going through this kind of hurt. And so part of it is this is the consequence of the choices that you made and what you were involved in. And it's important that you endure through this with her and that you really hear her and hear her pain. And it can feel like a lot.
Yeah.
And you may feel like, oh, I'm not deserving of all of this. But she does need to be able to express it. And it, in addition to Every Man's Battle, I think then is getting into some marital therapy.
Yeah.
So that you guys have a place and kind of a someone to help contain it for both of you.
One of the things we often suggest is that you sit down with her and make notes and talk about her pain and what she's going through without explaining, without defending, just listening. Because that helps to release some of the pain that she's struggling with and to really hear it.
And we're out of time, and I'm so sorry, but I think maybe the headline here was to give up the don't label her. There's only one label, and that is, I see you're really hurting, and I've got I had a sexual integrity problem, and I want to do everything I can to make it up to you. I'm really glad you called. I hope something we said is good. I think Every Man's Battle could really help you. I'm going to send you the book Worthy of Her Trust. If you could help us, we're going to send you a great book, gift of any amount. It's a $17.95 hardcover book, Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. It's a 12-year-old's take on the totally unboring, slightly weird stuff in the Bible, including fish guts, wrestling moves, and stinky feet. Let's give these kids a foundation, and to do that, we've got to give them a cool book that they'll read, and we can read to them and together, and that's what this is. It's our way of saying thank you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Come join our marriage conference. Come be part of Finding Freedom. We have hope for you, but you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We love you. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Jill. Thanks to all who listen, watch, and pray and support. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.